Aloha and welcome to Goddess Alchemy and Divine Magic. I'm your cosmic guide, Charlotte Sivak, transmuting to you live from Hamilton, Ontario, Canada. I would first like to congratulate Patrick Bernard, whose incredibly beautiful song, you just heard part of it, with Anuradha singing that beautiful opening, Radha Govinda. He had just won an Independent Spirit Award, so congratulations. And if you'd like to find out more about his music and his incredible collection of albums, the song you just heard was from Chakra Celebration. You can find out more about his music at patrickbernard.com. So I'm so delighted that you've all come to join us today for this yummy, awakening, magical cosmic hour. We're going to be enjoying the nectar of life as we actualize heaven on earth, experiencing your vastness, expanding into the collective consciousness with all the amazing, incredible synchronicities, all the while daring for you to be the masterpiece that you were created to be. Today's fantastic lineup, it's a wild card show, let me tell you, multi-layered, multi-dimensional, action-packed, you name it, full of stargates and alchemy, we have planned moment-to-moment for you, is definitely going to spark your creativity, infusing all of your infinite possibilities and magical awakening divine child joy. So why don't we all be daring today and just risk living in the divine cosmic orgasmic ecstasy. We are so lucky today to have back as our guest, and I'm so excited to introduce her to you again. She was my very first guest ever on Goddess Alchemy and Divine Magic. She braved being the first guest, and she's just an absolute incredible inspiration to us all. She's multidimensional, multi-talented. Her name is Daniela Roman Hoffman. She transmits ancient and innovative wisdoms. And just before we introduce her to you once again, I just want to give you a little background on her. She inspires personal growth, elevating consciousness. She's an energy intuitive and best-selling author of The Temple of Light. Danielle specializes in the shift of consciousness, the Egyptian mysteries, and supports spiritual seekers, entrepreneurs, to manifest their purpose with prosperity, ease, and grace. You can find out more about her Egyptian tours, her energy support programs. She's also added in a new event called the Manifesting Mastery with Jenny Miller. We'll get her to talk about that as well later in the show. And she's got so much going on. It's so incredible. So please check her out at divinetransmissions.com. And I just want to welcome Danielle to the show. Welcome. Aloha. Thank you for coming on the show.
Thank you for having me. I'm so excited to be here.
Oh, well, glad to have you back. We had such an amazing, incredible reaction when you were back with that incredible activation meditation that you did that we couldn't not bring you back. So please, we hope you will grace us with your presence again and again. So it's incredible. What have you been up to since the last time when we had you on the show? What exciting new ventures have you gotten into and that you'd like to share with everybody listening to?
Wow. Well, it's definitely been a cosmic 2011, and I am in month 5 of my Prosperous Soul program out of 6 for spiritual entrepreneurs. So I've been really focusing on that, as well as our upcoming tour in November, and just launched a 5-day private diamond transmission program in Sedona and Egypt and Seattle. So all those things have been dropping in, and also looking forward to Manifestation Mastery starting in January 2012. I think I've been to France in the meantime, planning on spending time in France in 2012 as well. So I guess what hasn't happened?
Well, have you had a chance for a break? Have you had a bit of a time out?
Oh, yes, absolutely. I think that's really an essential aspect. I spent 3 weeks in France with my beloved, and my mom was just here for a visit. And as a part of my lifestyle, freedom-based business and life, I take plenty of time to do things that replenish. And as you know, also my calling is so revitalizing and re-energizing that I just love to share my gifts and talents with people and feel so blessed to be able to have that opportunity and to participate in this divine play with so many magnificent people.
That is so incredible. It sounds magnificent. We know which place to start. I can't even say what is your... It doesn't sound like I could say you even have one favorite. It sounds like it's all your favorite.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we will definitely be, as everything is unfolding, we definitely would like to ask for you to lead us through with a meditation. And the ideas of what we, just before we even came on, was so incredible. And we were looking through from your book, The Temple of Light, some of the amazing different transmissions and activations that you have in it. And we're going to be asking Danielle to please do a connection with as many of them as she can, as she feels to pull through for the energies for everybody. So this it sounds incredible with everything that's coming up for you here. Now, if, with all the current projects and activities and pastimes and how is your writing? Are you looking to write also another book over the coming months? Or
yeah, it really feels like the kind of theme that ties it all together and what really feels like I'm so passionate about right now is this idea of our divine birthrights and our divine birthrights of bliss and abundance and purpose and union and manifestation as givens, rather than that separation consciousness idea that life is hard work or a struggle or those kinds of things. So there is a divine birthright activation manual that's in the process of being downloaded. Since it is a birthright, it's a given, it's a remembering. It's just a matter of each person accessing it. So I'm really passionate about that offering for those people that are choosing to stand in that divine awakening and in that sacred union. So that's coming through, and I think probably what you feel often too is that being a creative vessel, that there are lots of books in the works.
Well, this is incredible. I'm sure there's going to be many excited people to get a copy when this is ready to be out, to help them to remember and help them to be in the now, especially through this year of transcendence as we are all shifting and changing and now being in night 5 of the Mayan calendar of destruction, and basically destroying all the old thought perceptions and patterns and governmental idealisms and society and socialism, how, I guess in essence, we forgot some of the true path or the true feeling of that true divine birthright. And now as all of this is happening, as we're releasing and falling everything to the wayside and becoming comfortable with these words, and understanding them, that even at the root of it is source, to have someone like yourself who is presenting this to humanity as a whole, it's amazing and it's very inspiring. So we wish you so much luck with this. And what perfect timing, divine timing again, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we would like to ask for you to kindly do an amazing, again, meditation with us, an activation for everybody. And what I thought we'd do is start off by doing an invocation. And then I would start off by bringing us into our aspects of our shadows that we're ready to release so that we can make more space, more room, allow more of our vastness to be embodied into our physical body, and then turn it over to you so that you can take us through the stargate of our heart and be the cosmic guide. So we welcome you all to join in. And will you join me?
Yes, and I just want to add something that I think is so important and so significant in this conscious evolution process that we're all undertaking, which is this divine design of unity consciousness. And as we move into this higher vibration, that which is moving more slowly comes to the surface to be included back into oneness. And so as you're talking about this 5 days of destruction and also this releasing and completing of old pathways, old patterns, energy of fear, that it really is a beautiful opportunity to bring together that dark and light, or that shadow and light, and such an important invitation, I think, as a model for other spiritual seekers and light workers that may have a tendency to want to just stay in the light. Just how important this is to kind of circle, to include that everything in its base is divine and all there is. And as we are acknowledging that and bringing both of those into equality, the shadow and the dark, and this is in various places in my book, The Temples of Light, that sense of neutrality can happen, that sense of oneness can happen, and then the fear becomes like a drop in the ocean rather than the entire ocean. It's not that duality ceases to exist. So it just felt like important to highlight the significance of this and the transcendence and the infinite potential of it as well.
Oh, and what a beautiful way you put it. Thank you so much. And with that, let's begin. We're going to be playing Patrick Bernard's Om in the background to help us with anchoring all the new frequencies and energies. And we welcome you all to step into a relaxed place where you can release and surrender. And we now call upon the Archangels Metatron as we call forth an anchoring and activation of the golden pyramid of light to anchor around yourself, around your sacred space, everyone who is listening in on this radio show broadcast, and with the energies that you are working with. We now call to Thoth and ask that the energies from the Great Pyramid in Egypt transfer and align with the Golden Pyramid, allowing it, if you wish, to become a permanent structure in your home. We request that this also serve as a protective spiritual structure to allow in only the energies of the Christ. And we request that this be aligned with the Great Central Sun, requesting that it become a temple of light and an initiation for all who enter. And taking a deep, clearing breath, inhaling through the nose and exhaling, we call forth the hierarchy of the inner plane, cosmic and planetary ascended masters, the archangels and the Elohim, the higher selves, the Christ-embodied selves, and ascended master selves of everyone listening to this program, helping them all to embrace and embody their divine essence. And taking one more deep clearing breath, inhaling through the nose, and exhaling, we ask you to bring your awareness and your focus for the ladies to your second chakra, and for the gentlemen listening to this to your first, so at the base of your spine for the gentlemen and the navel for the ladies, and visualize a tube of light, the width of your body, flowing into the center of the earth, as we ask the divas of the earth plane to connect us to the crystalline core of Mother Earth and to the highest potential of the Christ Conscious Unity Grid. We ask that this be for the highest benefit and for the highest purpose in all directions of time, space, parallel universes. And as you feel yourself relaxing, surrendering, We call upon the Great White Brotherhood to encircle us in a karmic wound chamber of light. This chamber will take you into the Akashic Records, where we will be asking for the contracts from your past, your present, and your future lives, as well as from all the chakras of your four light bodies and all the multidimensional planes of existence and parallel universes. Feel as this chamber of light is placed around your beautiful homoluminescent body as you begin to feel infused with the energies of divine love. Feel yourself being risen and taken to the Akashic Records in your spiritual body. And you see rows and rows of articles, contracts, files. And here we'll ask for the contracts that you are ready to release. Again, from your past, your present, and your future lives. The contracts look like sheets of paper. It says contract on it, your name, someone else's name. Please don't get lost in the story or the drama, and a stamp. You'll feel all the contracts being released into the palms of your hands. So you'll either feel a burning sensation or a weighed down sensation. Some of you may even see a filing cabinet full of files tossed into the palms of your hands. There is no right or wrong. It just is. So we'll ask for all the contracts that you're ready to release related to the victim, to poverty consciousness, to destruction, fear, anxiety, stress. See these contracts falling into the palms of your hands as we further call for the contracts related to the servant, slave, martyr, anger, rage, financial instability, fear of humiliation, betrayal, rejection, over-intellectualizing your intuition, worrying. See them all falling into the palms of your hands. We will also ask for any relationships, acquaintances, siblings that you're ready to also release any fear-based consciousness with, any shadows, isolation, separation, better than, less than. See them all falling into the palms of your hands. And as you feel the weighed down sensation, visualize a branding iron at the top of the pile that says cancel, void, or delete. And see it burning all the way through the contracts, reaching halfway as it reaches towards the bottom, canceling and nullifying all the contracts in all directions of time, cause, core, record, effect, hidden or known. Feel as you begin to feel a sense of clarity, a greater lightness, as we now invoke Archangel Michael and the Ashtar Command to come and encircle you. And seeing Archangel Michael with his sword of truth, cutting all these contracts in half, you may feel an adjustment or a shift within your own energy fields as you begin to get more freed up energy. And visualize yourself now ripping up any remaining pieces with the contracts and throw them into a huge, massive bonfire of violet flame in front of you. See it burning and transmuting to the light, and recognize that at the base of these energies, what appears to be negative on the forefront is still source. You cannot destroy energy, but you can transmute it. See as it elevates and is transmuted to the light, sparkling energy. See the radiance as it's lifted up. And now breathe in and feel the violet flame as it flows through you, around you, and surrounding you, burning and transmuting away any mucus and psychic debris in your four-body vehicle. Feel an even greater sense of clarity, openness, awakenness, as you feel that you become more and more prepared for what is to come next. And as you feel the energies of the violet flame completely engulfing you, saying your first and last name three times aloud, in acknowledgement to the universe that you have now embraced these lessons and have transmuted them. Take a deep breath and inhale. And as you exhale, you will feel how these energies of this chamber of light have dissolved around you. And as you continue to breathe, we invoke all of your guides and teachers, your animal totems, the spiritual, cosmic, planetary hierarchies and celestial realms, as well as the divine couples of the 13 rays, to all encircle you in a divine love configuration chamber of light. Feel as your breathing becomes more blissful, as you feel the awakened, stimulating energy as it begins to soak through your skin. As you feel the peace begin to take over you even more, we ask for you now to travel in your spiritual, etheric body to the ascension seat of Helios and Vista. As you sit in the solar core and feel yourself being infused with the energies of light, awakening your atomic structure, elevating you to the resonance that is the right for you at this time. We ask for you to envision the energy of the sun in front of you. Feel its magnificent, beautiful rays as it represents the Father God flow through you, activating you down to the subatomic particle levels, infusing you with the energies of divine love, reminding you that you were born from love, that you are love. And feel as you surrender to this deeper essence of peace, as we ask for this to flow through your body at the back, until the end of this transmission. And we ask now for you to envision the Mother Earth. Feel her cool, nurturing energy as it flows upwards through your body, giving you that cooling sensation of being cradled, nurtured, and knowing that you will always be safe. Feel as the energy flows through you, coming out through the front, as we ask for this to maintain until the end of this transmission. And feeling yourself becoming into an even more expanded state, a blissful union. Breathe in and inhale all the love that you have not allowed yourself to receive in this last week. Feel yourself elevating as all of your wounds are healed and sealed in all directions of time, space, parallel universes. As you now inhale and take a deep breath and inhale all the love that you have not allowed yourself to receive in this past month. Feel as the energies begin to swirl, bringing you a downpouring of blessings and energies. We ask for all the key codes, sacred geometries, and fire letters that are appropriate to you at this time to be anchored in through your crown chakra. As you now take a deep breath and inhale all the love that you have not allowed yourself to receive in this last year. You may feel yourself becoming even more expanded, awakening your awareness, elevating you. And as you feel this divine bliss, we ask for you to envision yourself as a little miniature you and bringing your focus and your awareness down to your heart chakra, recognizing and becoming aware that it is a stargate, a portal. We invite the divine transmissions of Danielle, the goddess Danielle, to take you and travel you into the beyond. We welcome you, Danielle.
And as you bring your awareness more and more into the stargate that is your heart center, the portal that is your heart center, set your intention to remember and graciously and gracefully travel to ancient Egypt, to the Temple of Memphis. The Temple of Memphis, dedicated to the god Ptah, the creator god who spoke the world into being, the manifester of heaven on earth. And as you arrive at Memphis, feel the sand under your toes, feel the sun glistening on your skin, and visualize yourself in a library of light. And that in this library of light are records, scrolls, about being the divine creator being that you are. Accessing your divine birthright of empowerment. So just intending that you find those divine downloads, transmissions that will activate your remembering through your conscious choice of being the divine creator being. You create your reality. You have the power to change it. Knowing that this step is the sacred awakening of self as divine, that you are in a state of equality among all of your relations, that you stand in the place of equality with yourself as the divine and with others, eye to eye, peer to peer, divine to divine. And so just breathing in those contracts, those scrolls, rather, around your sacred remembering of this divine birthright of empowerment. And knowing that this transmission is occurring on multiple levels, that you have received what you have come to receive at Memphis, taking three deep breaths and setting your intention to graciously and gracefully travel to the Sphinx. Imagining that you're easily transported to the Sphinx in between the paws of the Sphinx, and that you are here to receive an infinity download, that you, in this configuration of divine love, in this now moment, are the key that unlocks the next download of your purpose, your divine purpose that transcends this lifetime and taps into all lifetimes, the larger picture of you. So feel yourself receiving this blueprint that draws to you those perfect people, places, and opportunities. And being at the Sphinx is like being in the presence of your fully turned on, radiating self. Taking three deep breaths to anchor in and to receive. Feeling the heart of the Sphinx beating. Feeling your heart beating. Allowing that to ground. Setting your intention to integrate these frequencies, these vibrations, in the time and space that is optimal for your system with ease and grace. Just like a sacred journey to Egypt, you can unpack it in your divine timing. And then setting your focus to travel to the Temple of Abydos. This sacred site of Abydos, your eternal nature, your passion for life, your zest for life. And as you travel to Abydos, dedicated to many gods, yet most often associated with Osiris, the god of fertility, the god of remembering. Feel any contracts or vows that you may have had also disintegrating, that create a sense of depression, apathy, or not wanting to be on the planet. And if you choose, saying yes to being fully present in your life and in this lifetime, saying yes to life, and funneling the vastness of your infinite nature into the finite nature that is the lens of your life, recognizing that your life is the expression of this divine light. And taking some time with this. This is a decision. It is a free will universe. How are you saying yes? And knowing that you've received what it is that you've come to receive at Abydos, journeying to one last destination for this transmission, the Temple of Dendera. Dedicated to the goddess Hathor, the place of instinctual bliss. Feeling yourself arrive into the holy of holies of this energetic vibration, and that through the configuration of divine love and all that has occurred thus far, your activation of divine empowerment as a creator being of heaven on earth, your activation of your infinity download, your divine blueprint, your activation of funneling the infinite nature into the finite nature of your life in this lifetime, is allowing you to access greater levels of bliss. It is your birthright to be in a state of bliss, to be in a state of activation, to be in a state of ecstasy, to feel these bliss codes activating. And this group is also drawing in the divine birthright of abundance, and that this bliss and the divine birthright of abundance are coming together in divine union in this moment with your purpose and with your creator being. So it is like a multidimensional helix of all these various components that one is vibrationally allowing you to access the other more and more fully. That the bliss is the doorway, the portal, that is accessing more of your purpose, more of your birthright of abundance, and your activation as a creator being. And just spending a few moments in this silence, in this pool of ecstatic bliss, opening yourselves to receive and breathing and allowing. And knowing that you have received that which you have come to receive from ancient Egypt, gently bring your awareness back to your heart center, back to the stargate of your heart, knowing that there is only one you, that you are an exquisite expression of your divinity as self. Standing in that greater level of permission of self to be the brilliance that you are. For one of the most significant keys to traveling through these changing times with empowerment, with ease, with joy, with bliss, with grace, with purpose, is to be committed to being you and only you. Being you and only you. Being you and only you. So standing in the altar of your heart, the stargate of your heart. Being you and only you. You are magnificent.
And soaking in these incredible, blissful energies and recognizing the masterpiece that you are. Take another deep breath full of this blissful, ecstatic energy as we call to your mighty I Am presence to spin your Merkaba, to activate your Merkaba. We ask for the inner Merkaba to spin to the right and for the outer Merkaba to spin to the left, helping to solidify, stabilize all the magnificent illuminating energies that we have called forth and anchored. We would also like to take at this time a request to transfer all the heavenly energies to the Earth Mother, as well as to all light workers who are consciously seeking ascension at this time. And taking another deep, clearing breath, beginning to bring yourself back and doing a cosmic grounding. For the gentlemen, focus on your root chakra at the base of your spine. And for the ladies, back to your navel. And release that cord that you've placed there before, the grounding cord. See it being released and transmuted to the light. As you send a new, beautiful, pristine, vibrant shade, any color that you like, back into the center of the earth, as we ask for the divas once again to connect us to the crystalline core and to the highest potential of the Christ Conscious Unity Grid. And as you feel yourself coming back, taking up your full space. Begin to wiggle your fingers, your toes, stretching, rotating your ankles and your calves. Start to rotate your neck. And when you feel that you are ready, open your eyes to the ever-present infinite now. Thank you so much, Danielle, for leading us through from our hearts for that beautiful, magnificent activation.
My pleasure. Very juicy, magnificent, phenomenal.
You can't thank you enough. And in gratitude for the amazing work that you do, I have to ask you, when you were a child, what did you think you would be when you grew up? Quote-unquote, grew up.
Well, I loved riding horses and was a camp counselor and horseback riding instructor, and really feel like I honed a lot of my intuition with that relationship with horses. So I thought I would have a barn and have my house over the barn and teach people how to ride.
And then divine intervention came.
Yes, yes. Well, and the horseback riding teachers that I had ended up having a wellness program in the winter and Reiki program, and that just kind of led to other things down the line. So even that early seed was one crumb on the treasure hunt that led me here.
That's incredible. And now looking back, it's always so amazing when you see how you've elevated from what you wanted to be. You became Wonder Woman. It's amazing. It's such an inspiration to all of us, and especially too with your programs that you help the entrepreneurs and spiritual-based businesses. That is such an incredible service to everyone. As we, you know, it's amazing how as we help each other in the divine matrix and the web even expands and elevates. It's just so incredible. And how much you really, truly help. It's so amazing. There's so many things you do, and it's such a joy to speak to somebody who is truly living their bliss and really inspiring us all. Really incredible. And what is next on the docket for you? I mean, you were mentioning earlier again, we're talking with Daniela Roman Hoffman, who wrote the book Temple of Light, a magnificent book. And you can please visit her website at www.divinetransmissions.com. To what you'll be proceeding to next, what you mentioned again that you will be traveling to Egypt.
Yes, so I will be traveling to Egypt November 22nd through December 6th, and in conjunction with that tour, I'm also offering a holographic Egypt for those people that want to visit in my suitcase. And basically what that is that people send their pictures in, and then I bring the pictures to the sacred sites and set up the energetic frequencies and downloads to help their process of remembering and that connection to ancient Egypt. And so really the easiest way to find out about that is just to go to the website and sign up for my newsletter, or to send my team an email team@divinetransmissions.com, and that's D-I-V-I-N-E transmissions.com. And then, as I mentioned, Jenny Miller and I are offering Manifestation Mastery in 2012, and it just felt like a lot of what was coming through that you were bringing through with the violet flame and working with the grid and all of that, that this teleseminar course really incorporates some of that and is a magnificent offering. And people can find out about that at again, by emailing or just divinetransmissions.com/M Mastery. And yeah, so those
so you're
are
one busy lady.
Yeah, so those are some of the previews for fall and early January, and then every first of the month I open up the opportunity for people to hop into the energy support program that I offer, which is a...
Oh, please tell us a little bit more about that.
Yeah, so that's a long-distance energy support program that really came in response to how to support people through the changing times and how to move into and maintain that higher vibration and be in alignment with it. And so it is an individual program that's done completely remote. So I work with the individual to set up remotely a high-frequency energy vibrational field that then they entrain to, and it moves with them organically. And some people like to call it that kind of bungee cord, that vibrational bungee cord. So if they feel themselves dropping, that there is that ongoing support. And that's also on my website.
Fantastic.
Yeah,
Do you have like separate, is it all like one sort of an, I'm trying to find the right word. One specific area, or does it cover all areas?
Well, people are invited to have intentions, and yet it happens on that higher self level, so it really does cover all areas. And this is something that I noticed in my healing practice, a shift from when I started, you know, 16 or 17 years ago. I was taught a lot of releasing and clearing and that works, and it's so great, and yet then people felt like they would often recycle and release, and you know, then it would just be this other spiral too, really just shifting to moving into and maintaining alignment with that higher vibration is where the dreams are held, where the radiant health is, where the bliss, where the joy. So rather than releasing a lack of abundance, for example, that's mm-hmm. moving more slowly, vibrationally, it's easier and faster just to align with that higher vibration of abundance.
Well, it's incredible. So for everyone, again, who's interested, please check out Danielle's website at divine, D-I-V-I-N-E, transmissions.com, and see all the amazing services that she offers. And please sign up also, too, for her newsletter, and it'll give you so much more information. I know I'm definitely going with you on that holographic Egypt tour. You can count me in on that one.
Beautiful. Yeah, and the group consciousness just exponentially expands the field of possibility for the 16 travelers that were there in person with, and vice versa. So it's this beautiful quantum experience.
Well, Danielle, we thank you so much for joining us today on our program, making time for us. And you're such a busy lady, and we are always so honored to have you come by, and would really love to extend the invitation again one more time, and many times, hopefully, into the new year, and wish you so much success and so much love and light for everything that you're doing and everything that you supported and that you are giving in service. It is so incredible, and we are so much in gratitude.
Thanks.
Once again, we've been talking with Daniela Roman Hoffman and her wonderful website. Please check it out, www.divinetransmissions.com. Danielle, I really want to thank you for the amazing activation, the meditative journey that you took us on. I'm sure people are still coming back
mm-hmm.
from the amazing feelings of the blissful energy that they had. And I just want to thank you from the bottom of my heart for coming back and, again, braving to be my first ever guest. And you came back, so I'm so happy.
It's my pleasure, and thank you so much for having me. And I would love to come back in the future. And also, some of what the meditation was came from the book, The Temples of Light. So that's also a great resource for people.
Yes, please check it out. The book is incredible. I have my own personal story with it that is amazing, and I absolutely love the book. So just wish you so much more success with it, and we look so forward to hearing about everything that you're doing in the future. And thank you so much again. Many blessings to you. And we just want to let you know of some upcoming events. We have the Beyond the Vortex Sacred Site Tour to Sedona, October 2nd through October 8th. And you can find out more about it by visiting my website at charlottesivak.com. And for those of you who are in the Ottawa, Quebec area, I will be there this weekend at the Nepean Sportsplex Psychic Expo. We'll also be doing a few lectures on animal communication and medical intuition and just seeing what we can get into. So I'm looking forward to seeing you all out for that. And also want to let you know about a fantastic new trade show that I'm so honored to be a part of. It's called the Delicious Food Show. And we're wondering, what am I going to be doing at the Delicious Food Show? But why don't you come down and take a look? It's going to be in Toronto, October 20th through the 23rd, and it'll be at the Better Living Center in Toronto. And again, you can check that out by going to my website, charlottesivak.com. And again, I just would like to thank Daniela for being on our show, Daniela Hoffman. It's such a joy to have you. And again, you can check out her website at www.divinetransmissions.com. And we will be welcoming the author of, and the person who has expanded and found the Mayan code, Carl Johan Kellerman, on our next show, September 13th. It should be amazing. So I look forward to having you all listen in on that show. And we want to thank you all for joining us today. We're wishing you all magical days, and we're not going to forget about the nights, full of cosmic ecstasy with infinite aloha blessings. Thank you. And you'll be listening now to Patrick Bernard's DNA Transformation Activation, one of my favorite songs from the album Archangel Miracle. Aloha blessings.
Hallelujah.